This is Radio Nepal. I am T.K. Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Persa District Administration issues curfew order in Birganj Metropolis following clash between Hindu and Muslim community. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says country is witnessing stability, rules out restoration of monarchy. Communication Minister Prithvi Subba Gurung warns social media shutdown if they fail to get registered within the government-given deadline. And Iran says it wants fair agreement as nuclear talks with U.S. are underway in Oman. Now the news in detail. The District Administration Office of Persa has issued the curfew order in Birganj Metropolitan City and its surrounding areas following a clash between Hindu and Muslim community. The order has been imposed from 6:30 p.m. this evening to 12 noon tomorrow on Sunday. Four boundaries have been designated that include Bediyahi Chowk in the east, Sirsia Bridge in the west, Gandak Chowk in the north, and Shankaracharya Gate in the south of the metropolis. The order prohibits movement, gatherings, rallies, protests, assemblies, and demonstrations within the designated boundaries. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the government of the two largest parties in the country is making a headway to development and good governance, addressing a public awareness assembly organized by the party at Damak in Chhapa today. Prime Minister Oli said that the country has witnessed stability, adding that the rule of law would be further strengthened. Prime Minister Oli also ruled out the possibility of restoration of monarchy, the system already abolished by the Nepali people. The head of the government also stated that the policy and programs would be launched in a new way to modernize agriculture and fostering entrepreneurship in the country. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has warned that social media platforms will be shut down if they are not registered within the government-given deadline. Addressing the 8th General Convention of the Federation of Nepalese Indigenous Nationalities Journalists, PONIS, held in Rupandehi today, Communication Minister Gurung said that it has been 2 months since Meta has been given the registration notice. However, according to Communication Minister Gurung, there has been no response from Meta. He also claimed that the request for registration had to be made to control the widespread scams on social media. He said that since social media is registered in other countries and is also paying taxes, it should also pay taxes to the Nepal government as well. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has pledged to take action against anyone who undermines the sovereign power vested in the people. Inaugurating the 18th General Assembly of the Tarai Transport Entrepreneurs Association in Simara, Bara today, Home Minister Lekhak stated that no other system can be an alternative to democracy, since it is a system of accountability and responsibility. He also expressed regret over the use of teenagers who have no knowledge about the monarchy to incite people to return to monarchy that the Nepali people threw out 18 years ago. Home Minister Lekhak also said that there is an attack on the Federal Democratic Republic by sowing some of the concerns and anger of the people. Jumla, a mountainous district in Karnali province, has already got this school books for new academic year due to timely printing and supply. The textbooks for the school had already arrived in the district, ensuring timely supply of the books to the students. There are a total of 145 community schools in the district, according to Education Development and Coordination Unit. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Internet
Nepal Telecom को सहूलियत दर का पैकेज और खरीद करना *1415# टाइल करने होस.
Nepal Telecom, राष्ट्र को संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN Mao Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed that the time has come to further strengthen national unity at a program organized at the party's central office in Kathmandu today to welcome leaders and cadres who joined the Mao Center from different parties. Chair Dahal said that the time has come to defend the political achievements and to take it further ahead, stating that his party is in favor of a directly elected executive president. The former prime minister also stressed the need to reform the electoral system. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Iran says indirect nuclear talks with the United States are underway in Oman's capital, Muscat. According to Al Jazeera, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi leads the Iranian delegation, while Special Envoy Steve Witkoff heads the U.S. team. U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. out of a previous Obama-era nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers in 2018 and has long since said that he would make a better deal. Until now, Iran had rejected negotiating the agreement. However, Trump has also threatened military action if a deal is not reached. Iran, however, says it's not seeking nuclear weapons and wants the sanctions lifted. BBC reports that Iran hopes a deal to limit but not dismantle its nuclear programs in exchange for sanctions reliefs. Hundreds of flights have been cancelled and train lines were suspended as gales hit Beijing and northern China on Saturday, according to Reuters news agency. By 11:30 local time today, 838 flights had to be cancelled at the capital's two major airports. Wind gusts up to 93 mph, the strongest in the Chinese capital for more than a half century, are set to continue through the weekend, forcing the closure of the attractions and historic sites. Millions of people are urged to stay indoors, were also on Monday. Fresh U.S. cuts on food assistance risk worsening already widespread hunger in Afghanistan, according to the World Food Programme, which warned it can support just half the people in need and only with half rations. In an interview with APF, WPF's acting country director Matina Kimuka urged donors to step up to support Afghanistan, which faces the world's second-largest humanitarian crisis. A third of the population of around 45 million people needs food assistance, with 3.1 million people on brink of famine, the UN says. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi province and at a few places of the hilly region of the country. Likewise, there are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bursa District Administration Office issues curfew order in Birganj Metropolis following clash between Hindu and Muslim community. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli says country is witnessing stability, rules out restoration of monarchy. Communication Minister Prithvi Biswa Grung warns a social media shutdown if they fail to get registered within government-given deadline. And Iran says it wants fair agreement as nuclear talks with U.S. are underway in Oman. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.